Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most fascinating and increasingly important topics in your specification, the biosphere as a vital system. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. So, first things first, what actually is the biosphere? The biosphere is the zone of Earth where life exists. Think of it as a thin layer wrapping around our planet, from the deepest ocean trenches all the way up to the lower atmosphere where birds and insects fly. It includes every living organism on Earth: plants, animals, fungi, bacteria, the lot. And here's the key idea that examiners love. The biosphere is a system. That means all its parts are interconnected and depend on each other. Change one part and you affect everything else. Now, why does the biosphere matter so much? Because it provides the resources that human life depends on. Let's go through the big ones, because you absolutely need to know these for your exam. Number one, food. Every single thing we eat comes from the biosphere. Crops like wheat and rice, fish from the ocean, meat from animals, all of it. The biosphere is essentially our global food supply. Without it, we simply cannot survive. Number two, medicine. This one surprises a lot of students. Around 25% of all medicines used today are derived from plants found in tropical rainforests. Quinine, which treats malaria, comes from the bark of the cinchona tree. Aspirin was originally derived from willow bark. Scientists believe there are thousands more undiscovered medicinal plants, which is one reason why destroying rainforests is so dangerous. We might be wiping out cures we haven't even found yet. Number three, building materials. Timber from forests is used globally for construction, furniture, and paper. Hardwoods like mahogany and teak are particularly valuable, which, as we'll see, is also part of the problem. Number four, fuel. This is a big one. Around 2.4 billion people, that's roughly a third of the world's population, rely on wood and other biomass as their primary fuel source for cooking and heating. In many lower income countries, this is simply the only affordable option available. Number five, water regulation. Forests play a crucial role in the water cycle. Trees absorb rainfall, release water vapour through a process called transpiration, and help regulate river flow. When forests are removed, flooding increases, and rivers can dry up. The Amazon rainforest alone generates what scientists call flying rivers, massive columns of water vapour that bring rainfall to regions thousands of kilometres away. And number six, climate regulation. The biosphere absorbs carbon dioxide from the atmosphere through photosynthesis. Forests alone absorb around 2.6 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide every single year. This is vital for slowing climate change. When forests are destroyed, not only do we lose that carbon sink, but the stored carbon is released back into the atmosphere, making the problem even worse. Right, so now we know what the biosphere gives us. But here's the tension that makes this topic so rich for exam questions. Humans are commercially exploiting the biosphere at an unsustainable rate. Let's look at the three main areas: energy, water, and minerals. Energy exploitation. The demand for energy, particularly from rapidly developing economies, is driving massive destruction of biosphere habitats. In the Amazon, around 80% of deforestation is linked to cattle ranching and soy farming, much of which is used for biofuels or animal feed for global markets. Large hydroelectric dams, like the Belo Monte Dam in Brazil, flood vast areas of rainforest and displace indigenous communities. The Belo Monte Dam alone displaced around 20,000 indigenous people and flooded over 500 square kilometres of forest. Water exploitation. Commercial agriculture requires enormous amounts of water. The Aral Sea in Central Asia is perhaps the most dramatic example of water exploitation in history. Once the fourth largest lake in the world, it shrank by 90% between 1960 and 2010 due to Soviet-era irrigation schemes diverting rivers to grow cotton in the desert. The fishing industry collapsed, local communities were devastated, and the exposed seabed became a toxic salt desert.
This is a case study you should absolutely know for your exam. Mineral exploitation. Mining for minerals like coltan, used in smartphones and electronics, is causing serious damage to biosphere habitats. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, which supplies around 65% of the world's coltan, mining operations have destroyed critical gorilla habitats and fueled conflict. Open-cast mining strips away vegetation, contaminates water sources, and leaves landscapes that can take centuries to recover.
Now, let's talk exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost. The number one mistake candidates make in geography is being too vague. Examiners are looking for named examples with specific statistics. Don't just write deforestations happening in the Amazon. Write, in the Amazon rainforest, Brazil, approximately 17% of the original forest cover has been destroyed, with deforestation rates of around 11,000 square kilometres per year. That's the difference between level 2 and level 3 marks. The second big mistake is not answering the command word. If the question says explain, you must give reasons, not just describe what is happening. Use connective language. This leads to, as a result, this is because. These phrases signal to the examiner that you're explaining, not just describing. For assess or evaluate questions, you must consider both sides. Commercial exploitation brings economic benefits. Jobs, income, development, but at significant environmental cost. The best answers weigh these up and reach a clear judgment. Don't sit on the fence. Examiners reward a clear, supported conclusion. For 6-mark questions, aim for at least 2 developed points. For 9-mark questions, aim for 3 developed points with a conclusion. Always use named examples. Always include statistics where you can. Now, a quickfire recall quiz to test yourself. I'll ask the question, give you a moment to think, then give you the answer. Question 1. Name 3 resources provided by the biosphere. Food, medicine, and timber, or fuel or water regulation. Any 3 from those 6 categories. Question 2. What percentage of medicines are derived from rainforest plants? 25%. Question 3. How many people rely on wood fuel for cooking and heating? Around 2.4 billion people. Question 4. By how much did the Aral Sea shrink, and why? It shrank by 90% due to irrigation schemes diverting rivers for cotton farming. Question 5. What percentage of Amazon deforestation is linked to cattle ranching and soy farming? Around 80%. Right, let's wrap up. Here are your 5 key takeaways from today's episode. 1. The biosphere is the zone of Earth where life exists. It's a system where everything is interconnected. 2. It provides 6 key resources for human life: food, medicine, building materials, fuel, water regulation, and climate regulation. 3. Commercial exploitation for energy, water, and minerals is putting the biosphere under severe pressure. 4. Your 2 essential case studies are the Amazon rainforest in Brazil and the Aral Sea in Central Asia. 5. In the exam, always name your examples, include statistics, and use connective language to show you're explaining, not just describing. That's it for today's episode. You've got this. The biosphere is a brilliant topic once you know the key facts and case studies. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.